今天的经文是罗马书十二章一到八节，罗马书十二章一到八节。所以弟兄们，我以舍的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、敦虔、可喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说：不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好多些肢体，肢体也不是都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，和说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，和做则是就当专一指示，和做教导的就当专一教导，和做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯的人就当甘心。
Thank you, Ratna, for reading the Bible for us.
谢谢瑞芳给我们读圣经。
It is good to be with you again. It's been a little while.
今天能够来这里跟大家在一起，觉得非常好。
You know, in our church, we run a seminar called Discovering Your Shape.
我们经常过去呢举办一个叫做发现你的形状或者发现你的恩赐的研讨会。
To help people discover their gifts and abilities and where they should serve God.
帮助人们发掘他们的属灵的恩赐和能力，看看他们在哪一方面来侍奉神。
When I do that seminar, it shows that my gifts are leadership, teaching, evangelism, and pastoring.
当我填那个属灵恩赐的调查表的时候，发现牧师的主要恩赐是教导领袖、传福音、牧师和牧养。
It makes sense that I'm a pastor then.
所以说我现在做牧师就不奇怪了。
I wonder what your spiritual gifts are.
我不知道你的属灵恩赐的组合是什么。
And are you using your gifts for God's glory?
你是不是为了神的荣耀来使用你的恩赐呢？
The Bible says that gifts are given for the common good.
你知道这个神赐给我们这属灵的恩赐是为了我们共同的好处。
They're distributed by the Holy Spirit as He determines.
它是按照圣灵随着自己的意思分给个人的。
They're given to produce maturity and stability in the church.
它目的是让教会可以成熟和稳定。
And they are given that God might be praised.
这些恩赐赐给我们，目的是让神的荣耀可以得到称赞。
The gifts are not to make us look special, but to bring glory to God.
神赐给我们恩赐不是让我们看到我们好像很特别，而是为了神的荣耀。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans 12 that we should be a living sacrifice for Him.
保罗在罗马书十二章说，我们应当做一个活祭献给神。
We are to respond in passionate commitment.In view of God's mercy,
我们应当以热情的回、热情的委身来来反来来把神的怜悯来归给神。
The Bible says, "Therefore, I urge you in view of God's mercy."
所以在这里他就说我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul has been writing about God's mercy from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
保罗在罗马书的第一章到十一章一直在谈到神的怜悯、神的慈悲。
God is our creator.
神是我们的创造主。
But we have sinned against God.
但是我们犯罪得罪了神。
Judgment is coming upon all who sin against God.
所以神的审判就临到所有背叛神的人。
But God sent Jesus to die for us on the cross for our sins.
耶稣，神差遣的儿子耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
We can be justified, made right with God through faith.
我们可以因信与神和好。
God has given us His Holy Spirit.
神把圣灵赐给我们。
We are now God's children.
我们现在是神的儿女。
Paul has been writing all about that in chapters 1 to 11.
所以保罗在前面的十一章一直谈到神的怜悯。
And now he says in chapter 12, in view of God's mercy, in view of what God has done for you,
说在十二章说看到神这样的慈悲，这样的怜恤我们。
Live lives completely committed to God.
所以他呼吁我们能够完全的、彻底的委身于神。
There was a hymn writer who said, "Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all."
啊，伊萨瓦斯这个圣诗作家他就这么说过：神的爱是如此的奇妙、深厚，当得我命、我心所有。
We are to be a sacrifice that lives and moves and does things for God.
我们啊，应当成为一个活祭，可以活着，可以行动，可以为神做事情。
We are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以保罗说啊，为神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
In the Old Testament, the people would bring animals and sacrifice them on the altar and put them to death.
你知道在啊旧约里的时候，人们把祭牲带来，然后杀了祭牲，把它献在祭坛上。
Maybe a lamb or a goat.
或者是一个啊绵羊或者山羊。
But now we are to be a sacrifice.
现在啊这个祭是什么？就是我们就成了这个祭。
Not a dead one, a living one.
不是一个活的祭，而是一个啊不是一个死的祭，而是个活的祭。
A sacrifice that lives and moves and does things for the glory of God.
我们现在这个活祭是活着的，是行动的，是为神做事情的。
To love people,
要爱人。
To serve people,
去服侍人。
To evangelize the lost,
向不信的人传福音。
To pray for the sick,
为那些有病的人祈祷。
To play the keyboards,
来弹钢弹琴。
Play guitars,
弹吉他。
Look after the sound.
看这个照顾这个音响系
统。Organize morning afternoon tea.
组织这个下午茶。
Cook good food.
炒好的饭。
We are living sacrifices. We must do something to help the body of Christ and to the glory of God.
我们是活祭，我们应当做什么事来服侍教会。
The problem with living sacrifices is that we like to come off the altar.
这个活祭有个问题，它就容易从祭坛上爬下来。
God says, "Give your lives completely to me," and we think, "Oh, not all of my life."
神说我们要啊，把我们的把你的生命完全的献给神做祭牲。你说哦，我不想完全的。
God wants all of us.
神希望我们所有的都献给他。
He doesn't want just 5 hours every week.
他不想我们啊，这一星期只有几个小时献给神。
Or 10 hours.
或者五个小时，或者十个小时。
Every minute.
每一分钟都是属于神。
Every hour.
每个小时都是神。
Every day.
每天都是属神。
Every week.
每周都是神。
Every month.
每个月。
Every year.
每年。
Everything.
一切都是神。
Amen.
是不是这样？
Yeah. We would be a living sacrifice.
我们是活的祭。
Does things for God.
我们为神来做事。
We would be a holy sacrifice.
我们啊是个圣洁的活祭。
We have renounced sin and we are set apart for God.
我们完全的弃绝神，我们为神分别为圣。
It is a pleasing sacrifice.
我们这个祭是神所喜悦的祭。
We please God by doing the things He wants us to do.
我们啊，做神要所喜悦的事情，让神得到喜悦。
And God does not simply want your heart; He wants all of you and your body as well.
神不单光想要你的心，神想要你的一切。
It's not enough to sing songs to God and say, "I love you, God."
我们不光说唱歌，说啊，我来爱神。
If you do not serve him,
如果你没有侍奉神,
if you do not care for other people,
如果你没有照顾别的人,
you say he wants everything, a pleasing sacrifice.
神是希望要我们的一切，让我们的做活祭献给神。
Have you offered your body as a living sacrifice to God?
你是不是把你的身体献上给神当活祭了呢?
God wants all of you.
神希望要我们每个人。
He wants all of me.
神也希望要我这个整个的生命。
Giving your life to God is the logical and reasonable thing to do.
把我们的一切都献给神是合情合理的事情。
He says, "This is your spiritual act of worship."
他说这是你们属灵服事的。
This is intelligent worship.
这是有知识的敬拜。
This is your reasonable service.
这是你合理的服事。
Or your logical service.
或者是合逻辑的服事。
If God has saved you and brought you from death to life, it makes sense that you live for Him.
既然神拣选你，神拯救了你，把你从死亡中赐给你永恒的生命，那么你服侍他就应当是理所当然的了。
And in verse 2, we're told to be conformed to being like God.
在二节呢说，我们应当效法神。能像神一样。
Says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
不要让世界把你挤进世界的模子里去。
Sometimes your family tries to squeeze you into its mold.
有的时候你的家庭可能设法的把你挤进这个模子里去。
Sometimes politicians try to squeeze you into its mold.
有的时候政客设法把你挤进这个世界的模子里去。
Or philosophers or psychologists.
或者是哲学家或者是心理学家。
No, let God transform you.
不要让他们，而是让神来改变你。
We are to be different to the world.
我们应当和世人不同。
We need to develop a renewed mind, a different way of thinking.
我们需要有更新、改变了的心意，有新的思想。
He says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
说这里说你不要再效法这个世界，你的心意要更新，而要变化。
God wants to change us.
神希望改变我们。
You know, at 6 o'clock tonight, one of our 15-year-old girls will be baptized.
今天晚上的六点，一个十五岁的女孩，她要受洗。
She's given her life to Jesus.
她把她的生命给了耶稣。
Now God is transforming her mind.
神就开始改变了她的思想。
So she gives her life completely to Jesus.
所以她可以把她的生命整个的献给神。
One of our missionaries is working in Lebanon.
我们那些在黎巴嫩工作的那些个宣教士呢
？In the Middle East.
在中东。
He rang me last night.
他昨天给我，昨天晚上给我打电话。
I said, Milad, how are you?
说我们说 Milad, 你怎么样了呢
？I said, what is happening?
他说你那里到底发生什么事
？He said, can you tell the church 9 people are being baptized?
他说你能不能告诉教会，我们那里有九个人今天要受洗
？They heard the gospel, God's mercy, and they repented.
他们听到了神的福音，他们听到了神的怜悯，他们就悔改。
They committed their lives to Christ.
他们把他们的生命委身于神。
They've been baptized.
他们要受洗。
And they want to be transformed in their mind so they think and act like Jesus.
他们开始，他们的心意更新变化，开始变得像耶稣一样。
How do you get changed?
那么你是怎么样改变的呢
？The word of God.
让神的话来改变你。
This is God's word to us to help us to think God's way.
这是神的话，就是让我们来思想像神一样。
Come to church and listen to the sermons from the Word of God.
我们星期天来的教会来听听这个讲道，让神的话语来改变。
Go to Bible study and study the Scriptures and be changed by God's Word.
所以我们去查经班来研讨神的话语，让神的话语来改变我们的心思。
Read the Bible at home for yourself. Be changed by God's Word.
我能不能在家里的时候自己来读圣经，让神的话语来改变你？
We should love the Word of God.
我们应当爱神的话语。
I was speaking to a friend who was working in Ethiopia in Africa.
我跟一个朋友，就是他在埃塞俄比亚来，他做一个missionary在那里。
He said they don't have many Bibles where he was working.
他说在他工作的地方没有那么多的圣经。
He says when the truck comes with all of the Bibles.
你知道当那个满载着圣经的汽车一来到那里的时候
Everyone runs to the truck because they want a Bible.
每个人都跑向那个卡车去，希望拿到一本圣经。
They're hungry to know God.
他们渴望能够来认识神。
I've seen pictures in Africa where people run to the truck to get the food and the rice.
你知道我看到那些个图画，看那些个非洲的那些个人能跑向卡车，为了得到食物，得到大米。
But many people are hungry for the Word of God, and they run to the Word of God.
但是有很多人渴望得到神的话语，他们跑向神的话语。
Do you run to the Word of God?
你是不是来到神的话语面前呢
？Or do you just read the newspaper?
或者你只是读报纸就够了
？Or just listen to the radio?
或看只是听听电
or just watch the television,
或者只看看电视。
Run to the Word, let God transform your mind.
好像圣经，来到神的话里面，让神的话语来改变你。
Then you will know God's will.
那么你只有那样，你才能知道神的心意。
And you will live for Him.
你才能够为他而活。
Next week we have about 26 people from our church going to Wellington, New South Wales.
我们啊，下一周我们有26个人，他们去新南威尔士的 Wellington。
We will run a holiday club for the church in the country, 5 hours away.
啊，要是那个地方在这里5个小时以外的车程，他们在那里要办这个假期的俱乐部。
On our team, 15 of the people are teenagers. They're only 16 years of age.
你知道那15个人只有啊16岁的年纪。
Those 16-year-olds, just teenagers, will be the missionaries.
你知道这只有十几岁的人，他们到那里就是宣教士啊。
They have been trained.
他们啊是得到了训练。
They've been reading the word.
他们读圣经。
They've been praying.
他们祷告。
And they will go with their leaders, and for 10 days they will share Jesus.
他们到那里去啊，去跟他们领袖在一起来分享神的话语。
These teenagers, if they were like other teenagers, they would just go to the beach and the movies.
他们这些个年轻人，他们不像那十几岁的人，哦，只是去看电视或者去海滩玩。
But they said, no, we will go and tell other people about Jesus.
啊，他们说我们要去那里，去把神的爱给那里的人分享。
Because they're thinking like Jesus now.
他们现在他们的心里就像他们想的就像耶稣一样。
They're only 16 and 15.
他们只有十五六岁。
We are training our people to think like Jesus and live for Jesus.
我们啊培训人们来开始思想像耶稣，活着像耶稣。
I used to be a mathematics teacher.
我过去呢是一个数学老师。
Very smart.
很聪明。
And after I finished teaching on the Friday afternoon, I would go to my church and run a youth group.
他星期五下午上完了课之后，他就到教会里的青年团契里去。
I teach students, high school students, all week.
他呢，整个的一星期都来教高中生。
The other teachers would say, "What are you doing in the afternoon? Are you going out to relax at the restaurant?"
他说啊，别人就问他，你是不是你这一星期了，一直教学，那么星期五的晚上去做什么呢？是不是到饭馆里去休息休息啊
？I said, "I'm not going back to relax."
他说我不是到那里去。
So you must be tired.
那他说你一定
working all week.
你整周都在工作，一定累了。
So now I'm going to go and run a youth group and tell young people about Jesus.
他说我要去青年团去了，去给那些个青年团去，让他们来认识谁。
I'm going to run Bible studies. Run Bible studies.
啊，他要开查经班。
We'll run games.
啊，要是开要有那些个游戏。
We used to drive around to the houses and pick them up and bring them to the church in our cars.
而是用自己的车呢，就是到人家家里把孩子带出来，带到教会里去。
And then we drive them home.
嗯，然后聚会完之后呢，就。
And by the time I finish, it was midnight.
当整个的结束了的时候，已经半夜了。
You know what the other teacher said to me?
你知道别的老师对我说什么
？You're crazy.
你疯了。
Just go home and rest.
你赶快回去休息吧。
I said, no, Jesus is the most important person in the world. I want young people to know about Jesus.
他说不，耶稣才是这个世界上最重要的人。我希望让这些年轻人来认识耶稣。
God has given you gifts to use for Jesus.
神给我们每个人恩赐，让我们来服侍。
Verse 3, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment.In accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
啊，第三节说，我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
We should not be filled with pride.
我们不应当心里有那么多的骄傲。
We do not think of ourselves more highly than what we ought.
我们不把我们自己看得过高。
God wants us to be humble.
神希望我们每个人的谦卑。
Work out what our gifts are and use them.
好，看看我们每个人有什么样的恩赐，来运用这些恩赐。
Some people can be filled with pride.
有的人可能心里充满了骄傲。
But some people say to me, I don't have any gifts.
有人跟我说，我什么恩赐都没有。
I'm not like Liambo.
我不像安置牧师一样。
I'm not like someone else.
我不像弟兄。
I can't do anything.
我什么也不能做。
No, that's not true.
不是这样的，不是这样。
Everyone can do something.
每个人都可以做一些事情的。
Every believer has a gift.
每一个信徒，每个信徒的人，都有一个、两个或三个的恩赐。
And we remember the church is one body, many functions. Verse 4 and 5.
你知道，我们记得我们的身，我们教会是一个身体，我们啊在里面有合一，有多样性。
Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
第四节，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
There is unity, one body, one, just one.
我们有合一在教会里面，因为我们教会是一个，是一个身体。
There is diversity, we don't all have the same function.
我们有多样性，我们不是所有的人都有同样的恩赐。
And there is mutuality, each member belongs to the others.
啊，我们有相互互属的关系，因为每个成员，每个人都属于所有其他的人。
See, my hand belongs to my body.
我的手属于我这个身体。
My foot belongs to my body.
我的脚属于这个身体。
They have different jobs.
这个手和脚有不同的功用。
My feet walk around and I take me places.
啊，这我的脚呢，带着我走的。
My hands I use to do my hair.
我的手呢，用来梳头。
Put on the makeup, not me, you.
来抹上化妆品，说你们。
To eat my food.
吃饭。
And my muscles are used to lift up weights.
用我的肌肉来抬起东西来。
We have different parts of the body. They all have important roles.
我们身体上有各个不同的肢体，用在不同的功用上。
So it is with the body of Christ.
基督的身体也是这样。
And then in verses 6 and 8, to 8, Paul gives us a list of some of the gifts. Let's have a look at them.
第六节到八节，保罗给我们在这里说了各种不同的恩赐，我们看看这些恩赐。
Can you read verse 6 to 8 for us, Liam?
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
So let's look at the first one is prophecy.
我们看第一个恩赐是预言。
Prophecy is to receive from God a word, something from His word to apply to the congregation.
啊，这个预言呢，是我们是基于呢是神的话语，我们从神领受了话语后来传达给教会。
It's like preaching and teaching, but a little bit different.
它像这个讲道或者是教导，但是呢有点不同。
Because sometimes as you're studying the scriptures, as I'm studying the scriptures, God put something in my mind, a really important thing that I must share with others.
当我有的时候在读圣经的时候，神放在我里面一些东西，我呢觉得我应当向教会来分享出来。
Sometimes it's about the future. Sometimes it's just bringing God's word.
啊，有的时候是关于预言将来的，有的是呢只是关于神的话语的。
If someone thinks they have a word, a prophecy from God, in this church, they come and speak to me and we test it.
啊，有的时候得知了这个话语之后，实际上我们需要会众来试验的。
Secondly, serving.
第二个是服事。
That's a spiritual gift.
服事也是个属灵的恩赐。
Now, all of us must serve, right? Every believer must serve.
每一个人都需要服事，是不是？
But some people are specially gifted at serving. They're very good at serving.
有的人他有服事的恩赐。
Some people are better at preaching. Some people are better at serving.
有的人啊，他会讲道；有的人呢，会服事。
You know the people with a servant heart. Whenever there is a need, they are there to help out.
你知道那些有服事恩赐的人，哪里有需要，他就到哪里去。
Some of you have a gift of serving. Some have a gift of teaching.
有的人呢，有这个服事的恩赐；有的人还有教导的恩赐。
A spiritual gift of teaching means you can study, understand God's word, and teach it to others so they understand and they grow in Christ.
有的人呢，他能够理解能神的话语，他们读了圣经之后，他们能把他们所理解的传达给别人，让别人也可以听到，也可以理解来学习。
Pastors must have a gift of teaching.
一个牧师他必须有教导的恩赐。
Home group leaders must have a gift of teaching.
我们小组的组长应当有教导的恩赐。
Many of our youth leaders in our church, some of them are in here, they have a gift of teaching to teach young people.
我们这些年青年团契的人，他们这头他们都有教导的恩赐。
Next one is encouragement.
再下一个是呢，是劝勉的恩赐。
Some of you are gifted. You're very good in coming and talking to people and bringing encouragement even through difficulties.
我们中间有些人可能有这种劝勉的恩赐，他就是给那些个在难处的人，给他们来分享神的话语，让他们得到鼓励。
And if you have that gift, you must use it.
如果你有这种恩赐，你就用使用这种。
If you have the gift of teaching, you must use it.
如果你有教导的恩赐，你使用这种恩赐。
If you have the gift of serving, you must use it.
如果你有服侍的恩赐，你来使用这种恩赐。
The next one is giving.
再一个，下边就是给施舍或者给予。
Every believer must give to God's work.
我们每个信徒都应当贡献给神，奉献给神。
So every week we take up offerings to do the ministry and to support our missionaries.
我们每星期来收拾奉献，来做神的工作，来支持宣教士。
But some people have a special gift, spiritual gift, and they like to give a lot of money away.
我们知道有的人呢，他有特殊的乐捐的恩赐，他能够给神很多的奉献。
To support missionaries,
如来支持宣教士。
To care for the poor,
给那些穷人。
To fund mission,
to 为了宣教来。
So if you have that gift, give generously, Paul says.
如果 你有那种恩赐，你就高兴的来使用这种恩赐。
Leadership is another gift.
领袖做领袖的也是另一种恩赐。
It's not the same as pastoring or teaching, but leadership.
这个呢不是牧养，也不是教导，而是领袖的恩赐。
God inspires leaders to get a vision of what God wants to do from the Word of God, and helps lead the way forward.
神给了给这领袖呢，给他一个意向，让他领导的教会往前来发展。
Let me illustrate.
让我给你解释一下。
For many years, Sue Peek was evangelizing people, and people were coming to Bible studies and coming to Christ.
过去很多年，秀碧带着很多人来查经，来教会。
And Meng was involved in Bible studies too.
郑蒙也是在这里带领着小组查经。
We were praying and thinking with some of the other leaders from the church. What should we do?
我们就祷告，给其他的教会的领袖祷告，我们应当怎么做。
And many of you were involved, and we believe God wanted us to take the leadership and to start a congregation.
我们知道很多人参与，到后来我们决定开始建立一个教会。
And now we have a congregation.
那么我们现在有了这个中文的教会。
Yeah. A few years ago we wanted to do the building. You see the new building upstairs. And so the leaders went to the church because we have the gift of leadership. We think we must take a step to build a new area.
你看到我们这楼上这些房子吗？这是2014年造的。那个时候我们领袖都觉得我们应当采取步骤来建好这个房子。
Some people in the church said, "Oh, that will cost a lot of money."
有的人说这个可以花很多钱的。
They said, "Only 1.5 million."
我说只有150万。
And slowly the church believed the leaders.
渐渐的
raise the money.
渐渐的教会呢开始听这些教会领袖的话，就开始去捐钱。
And took out the loan.
开始借贷。
And we build the facilities.
我们开始建了这个设施。
And now you have a beautiful big kitchen.
那么现在有个很漂亮的厨房了。
And a big room downstairs.
底下的房间是很大。
And four rooms upstairs.
上面有四个房间。
And now we can do the English classes.
所以我们现在可以办英语班。
We can do a homework club on Monday.
我们可以星期天的时候来做那个教小孩的功课。
And for the last 5 weeks, we had 25 people studying Christianity upstairs.
过去的几周里面有25个人在上面学这个基督教的课程。
And now we only owe $250,000.
现在我们只有
1.5 million. Now we only have 250,000 left.
从一百二十万到二十万，二十五万。
You see, but leaders have to take the initiative. Leaders from this group here and leaders in the church. It's a gift of leadership. Doesn't say, well, it's too hard, I can't do it, but believes God and moves forward.
领袖应当采取这个主动，采取主动性，而不是说我们不行，而是要采取主动来做这个事。
Friends, 20 years ago when I started this church, we had about 350 people in this church.
20年前，在这里教会的时候，只有450个人。
We preached, we trained, we led, we used our gifts, and now something like 750 people every Sunday.
我们开始用我们的恩赐，然后呢，现在我们的教会已经750人。
I didn't do it.
我没有这么做，不是我做的。
Everyone working with their gifts together.
是每个人都使用他的恩赐共同做的。
As we prayed and trusted in God to work.
我们祷告，我们相信神会做。
And then mercy.
然后下边是怜悯。
Some of you have the gift of mercy. You feel compassion for those who are suffering.
有的人呢，他有这种恩赐。
You cook meals for the hungry.
你为那些个饥饿的人来做饭。
You visit and pray for people in hospital or at home.
你去那些个家里人或者医院里去探访那些病人。
You drive people to hospital for appointments.
你带领着人到医院里去给他们做。
Maybe sometimes you just sit and cry with someone because they're suffering.
有的人可能你就帮着跟他们与那些哀哭的人同哭。
You have a gift of mercy. You feel for people.
你那有慈悲的恩赐，怜悯的恩赐，同情的恩赐，你跟那些人一同的。
Then in Ephesians 4, it says one of the gifts is pastor. Pastor is a spiritual gift.
以弗所书单单说，还有一种恩赐就是牧师的恩赐。
To care for a group of people to look after them.
是照顾一群信徒来牧养他们。There's
another gift called evangelist. Some people have the gift of evangelism.
还有呢，是传福音的恩赐。有的人呢，有传福音的恩赐。All
of us must witness for Jesus.
我们知道，我们每个人必须为耶稣做见证。But
God gives some people the gift of evangelism, and they do it all the time, and people become Christians.
但是有的人呢，一直都在传福音，神让他们带着他们，让他们来信主。
I'm going to encourage the evangelists, keep evangelizing.
我们鼓励那传福音的人继续的做传福音的工作。
And everyone else, keep witnessing for Jesus.
别的人，我们继续的为耶稣做见证。
And there's another gift in 1 Corinthians 12 called administration.
在哥林多前书十二章，还有个行政的恩赐。
Means to organize things.
治理的恩赐，管理。
Organize the events, organize the money, organize things.
组织这些活动，组织钱，组织各样的活动。
Some people don't like organizing very much.
有的人可能不喜欢组织或者行政的能力。
Yeah, but you don't like administration, do you? You prefer to preach and evangelize, right? But it's good. We need other people around us to do administration.
我们需要有别人有这个管理和行政的恩赐。
Most pastors and preachers, we don't want to do administration.
有的人说，我不喜欢做这个行政的恩赐。
We want to be free, just go and preach and teach and run Bible studies and help people know Jesus and grow in Jesus. But it's important to have other people around us who can organize and make sure everything's running properly in the church.
我们做福音的工作，传福音，讲道都是重要的，但是我们还需要有人做这个行政的工作。
We have some very good deacons in this church who are great administrators.
我们在这教会里有些执事，他们是有非常好的行政的恩赐。
But everyone is good administrators. Our youth ministry needs good organizers.
你像我们的青年团契，他们需要有好的管理的人，组织的人。
Chinese ministry needs good people working together in a committee and administer to look after things.
我们中文教会，我们也需要有好的行政的人来组织这些事情。
And even in the Wellington team that's going to Wellington, they need good administrators.
你知道，我们就是去Wellington的这些个这一组的人，他们需要有好的管理的人员。
Could organize the buses, organize where they're going to sleep.
组织该怎么样来去租这个汽车，去哪里去休息睡觉。
Yeah, a lot to organize.
但有很多的事情需要组织，需要管理。
But the main thing you must hear today is this.
这个最重要的事情，今天讲的是。
In view of God's mercy, give your life completely to God.
鉴于神给我们这样的恩典，我们应当把我自己完全的献给神。Start
to serve Him.
开始来服侍神。Work
out what your gifts are.
看看你有什么样的恩赐。
And use them for the growth of the body and the glory of God.
啊、用, 这些用你的恩赐呢来建立神的教会，为了来荣耀神。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray. Dear God, we thank you that you give us spiritual gifts by your Holy Spirit.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你啊，你啊，你借着圣灵赐给我们每个人不同的恩赐。
Help us to truly understand how much you have done for us.
让我们真正的了解你为我们所献上的一切。
Help us to be living sacrifices for you.
帮助我们成为你啊，成为你的活祭。
Help us to be transformed in our minds so we think and act like Jesus.
求你来更新我们的思想，让我们思想像耶稣。
And we thank you for the body of Christ.
我们谢谢你赐给我们基督的身体。
Help us to use our gifts and abilities.
帮助我们来使用我们的恩赐，使用我们的能力。
For the growth of the church.
为了来建立荣耀神，建立神的教会。
And the glory of God.
来荣耀神。
Amen.
Amen.